Morning, everybody. Hope we're doing all right. I just want to say I appreciate the crowd. Our crowd on Monday night was phenomenal. It was loud. They were excited. You know, the big part of us winning games, and you know, I was really, really pleased to see how much fun they had. Obviously, we put a good showing as a team and got the win. But I really appreciate what our fans bring to the game.
Mike, how do you feel things went with Ryan Quigley in his first game out in the regular season?
With what now? Well, I thought when we just had the two opportunities to punt the ball because their offense did so well, but you know, I thought he did a great job. His first punt was phenomenal. I mean, it was a great hang time outside the numbers. You know, J-Ron did a nice job coming around the corner, gave him time to get down there, beat the double team. They had a safety dropping from the box, and he made a real nice play. It was a 52-yard net, so that was a big play for us. And any time we can be a weapon for our football team, you know, that's going to be huge for us. So I thought Ryan did a good job. And then this other one, it was a shorter punt, but it was in, you know, inside the 20. I think they fair caught it at the 11-yard line. So both his punts were outstanding.
I think Jarek took four kicks out pretty deep in the end zone. Two were, you know, 30-plus yard. Two, I think he got tackled inside the 20.
Yes.
You kind of have to take the good with the bad when you let someone come out.
Yeah, I think the first kickoff return of the game, you know, he brought out, which I was happy with. He just needed to stay. It was a middle return. He's got to stay with the middle. You know, he didn't trust it, and that's him. It's a learning process for him. So in that regard, yeah, we'll take the good with the bad. But the one decision he made to bring the ball out that was real deep, going to his right, coming back to the left, that I got to do a better job of prepping him for that because, you know, he's an aggressive guy, and, you know, I'm an aggressive guy, and sometimes I got to tone it down. I have to be the adult, and I guess, in that situation and tone him down a little bit. But he'll get better every week. I'm really excited because, you know, he runs hard. You know, he was one block away. The guy we're doubling comes off the block and makes the play. We might have had a big return there. It was still solid. And then the one opened up the second half was outstanding. I mean, that gave us not only good field position, but it gave us momentum. The sideline got juiced up, and our offense did a great job, went down. I think we kicked a field goal on that drive. So I don't think we did a great job overall, but there were a couple good plays out there, and we got to keep learning from the bad plays and correct those and move on.
Like, what did you see on the missed extra point?
He pushed it right. He didn't have confidence in his swing for some reason. And, you know, he had a great week. He had a good pregame. He was confident going in. And, you know, as he and I have discussed, those are unacceptable. So we got to make those. Those are 33-yard field goals. We got to make those every time.
I think he had another extra point that just kind of snuck in. You know, even if a kick is good, is there still something to correct sometimes, even if a kick like that?
There is with Kai because he's a perfectionist. And, you know, during the game, I try to have him not think about it so much. If there's some kind of adjustment he has to make based off his approach, or especially outdoors like this week in a if it's a windy setting, yeah, those are things that we will discuss. But, you know, when he makes them, those are things I think we can correct after the game. But, you know, those small little adjustments, he knew exactly what he did on every kick. He's very smart and understands his craft. I just don't want him overthinking it. He's just got to go out and be confident. When he's confident, he'll be fine. Because I thought he kicked off great. He really helped us with field position there. So those are the positives. And the 45-yard he kicked at the end of the game was the best kick, you know, of the day for him. So we need to, you know, kind of build on that one and go from there.
Is Pittsburgh one of the places with the differences in the end zone stadium structure, one of the tougher places?
You know, I haven't been there in a while. But it is a difficult venue to kick in if it's a windy day. And, you know, I don't know what the weather's going to be. I don't pay attention really until Sunday morning when I look out my window at the hotel to see what the weather looks like. But, you know, we should have an opportunity to, you know, get some returns if there's a little bit of wind. You know, Boswell, their kicker's got a big-time leg, but kicking into the wind, anybody's going to struggle a little bit trying to kick touchbacks. So, you know, we'll hopefully continue to be aggressive and take our opportunities when they arise. Look good in that tie, as usual.
Did you want to take the opportunity to take any credit for the Indians? I don't think they've lost much since.
I will take zero credit, but as a fan, I'm, you know, pretty excited, obviously. But really, at the end of the day, it's if they win the championship, it's really all that matters. But this has kind of been a fun ride. They haven't lost since August 23rd, so I don't remember what day it was. So I'm taking zero credit.
All right.
Good. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.